Are you sick and tired and lost, wandering through the internet wilderness, looking and searching for a real way to make money from anywhere? You've probably been bitten and drained of your time, money, and resources, only to get trapped in the next new shiny object syndrome. Well, some girlfriends have found a way out of the wilderness and into partnering with a well-established billion-dollar company that allows them the flexibility of growing an extra paycheck per month or even a six-figure business. Most savvy girlfriends would get curious and a little bit excited. Hey, if this is you and you want to know more, go to ProfitEnjoy.com. You may find a home in ProfitEnjoy.com, or you can decide not to go and continue roaming in that internet wilderness.
I was a yay yay girl.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with a Girlfriend with Christine Marie and Julie.
Hello, welcome, Julie. This is Christine Marie.
Yes.
And this is a happy spring day.
Happy spring day to you, too. It's glorious out there.
It is.
Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
And in response to that, Mama, do you want to share what you want to give to the world?
This is actually May 5th.
Cinco de Mayo. Yes.
And, you know, I have a gift for everybody.
Yes.
It is my version of Cinco de Mayo.
You said sinkhole.
I did.
Yes.
Because your friend, Christine Marie here, wrote a book called Sinkhole de Mayo. And I am giving that book away for free today.
Woohoo!
As a gift for happy spring. And Julie, how do people go to get Sinkhole de Mayo?
And when she means free, she absolutely means free.
Absolutely.
There's nothing going on.
I know it's kind of like on the internet that's a dirty word because there's really nothing free.
Right.
But you know what? This is just from the bottom of my heart. I want people to enjoy this read. I sort of wrote this book. It's a fun book. It's a fun ride. It's short. It's sweet. And it's Sinkhole de Mayo.
Yes. And so
true-ish tale based on true-ish events.
Yes. And emphasis on the word true-ish.
But here's, how do they go to get it,
go
Julie?
Go to prosperitypostcards.com, where we've, think of them as Prosperity Postcards 2.0. We've updated our Prosperity Postcards, people.
Yes.
So if you've gotten them in the past, you had a whole year's worth, you can go down and sign up again.
Because fresh new year.
Fresh new year, 2 minutes to tune in. To tune up your vibrational energy for prosperity. But you go there, on the right-hand side, you notice that there's like a,
About us.
About us, all that stuff. They always say Cinco de Mayo there.
Yeah.
Click on that.
Yes.
And then it'll take you right to the page. And it'll have a description of it. It'll have a nice cover of the book.
Yes.
Description. If you scroll down, it's right there, the PDF. Just download it right there. Read it. And also, it's just meant to be fun.
Can they go to Kindle, too, right now?
You can also go to Kindle. And if you're part of Kindle, thing,
right.
You can get it for free. And I might be for free even if you don't get it, part of their monthly group.
Right,
whether
exactly.
We put it down, it's for free.
Yeah, we changed it that people could get it.
Yeah, especially for Cinco de Mayo.
But it's not Cinco, it's Sinkhole.
Yes.
Sinkhole de Mayo. And maybe that may tell you a little bit about the book.
Yes.
But prosperitypostcards.com and then up in the right-hand corner, Cinkhole de Mayo. And it's yours as a happy spring gift.
You can also go to our Instagram page. Christine Marie and Julie is our username. All one word. Christine Marie and Julie. Follow us. But also, when you're right there, you'll see the book. Click on it. There's a link right there to it.
Yeah.
And
follow us, please.
And yes, I just coughed. I have a little bit of a cold.
Not again.
I know. It feels like that. But but what I want to say is we really believe in putting joy in everyday life.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so you love to write. And some of the things you love to write are kind of fantastical, fun fiction. I think that's what I wrote. You know,
it's kind of like this podcast.
Yeah.
People go, wait a minute, this podcast is not like, oh, Christina Marie Julia, it's all about prosperity and about being coached and all this. No, this is about our fun, our joy right now.
Yeah.
And we just have this delightfully free gift for you. But if you're there at prosperitypostcards.com and you want to join and start daily prosperity postcards, all you have to do is enter your email.
Exactly. I think when you got that book done, I mean, initially your first thought was, this is going to be a global phenomenon.
Only because I got it done just in time. This was like last year or something.
Yeah.
I got it done in April and go, this is going to be awesome for May 5th.
Right, right. And exactly.
I think that you got Lyme disease or something and it didn't go out.
Yes. And so forth. But so that, you know, I just think it's like an awesome way to celebrate joy. You know, what do you do? What do you guys out there do to bring up and amp up your joy, to make your life more colorful?
I noticed that Cousin Jamie, that's how I call her, Cousin Jamie. I noticed that Cousin Jamie downloaded the book.
Hi, Cousin Jamie. Yeah. I know she gave it. I know she noticed our Instagram page. Yes. She's like, hey, I love that picture.
Yeah. I love Cousin Jamie's pictures. She's like the champion of Instagram pictures.
Well, I know that you said, I got to get on Instagram. This girl's rocking it.
Well, that's exactly. I was like jealous.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is, she's got so many pets, you know, pet pictures. And we just have Elliot on his back with his paws up. Yeah. But it was a pretty good picture because we once heard a woman who spent her whole life fortune on a rescue dog, trying to give him his best life ever.
Yes.
That kind of stuck with us.
Yeah.
So now it's like, whenever we pick a picture of Elliot,
best life ever.
We go, best life ever.
His best life ever. Not my best life.
This dog costs us at least a car payment a month.
Oh, for sure.
At least a car payment.
Yeah.
Granted, we have a Kia.
Yeah. Granted, my car's 10 years old. My car's 10 years old because my dog cost me a car payment a month. That's how this
works.
That's
the bumper sticker.
That's the bumper sticker.
Instead of who rescued who.
Yeah. I go, my other car's my
dog.
My allergy ridden Wheaton Terrier.
Yeah. We went and got the results of the test, and they said basically everything.
Yeah, he said, I've never seen a dog so allergic to life.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, there you go.
Except then when Mama... Yeah, Christine Marie.
Yeah.
I had my allergy test done a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And I went back for the results because it takes 8 weeks, which I do not know why.
Right.
But the doctor goes, inside, mold, you know, all the traditional things. He said, but outside, everything.
Everything.
Just everything.
You can't cut down all the trees in a...
He said, we can't cut down all the trees in the world for you, Christine. So here's your medicine.
Yeah, here's your medicine. And it's $55 a month with insurance.
Oh, no. Like,
oh, really? Okay, great. Awesome.
So now we got Mama Cousin and then an Elliot Cousin.
Well, I think it's interesting because with law of attraction, like attracts like.
That's true.
And so you attracted your dog or your dog attracted you. And so you're just two peas in a pod.
Yes. So enough said about Sinkhole de Mayo, but please.
Enough said? I doubt that.
I doubt that.
Could there ever be enough said about wrestlers saving the world? About possibly Nazis? Time travel? I mean.
Jill, you're giving it all away.
I'm not. And a guy by the name of Tony Camaro?
That's right. You know, I'm Tony Camaro.
Yeah.
And my mask, that he's a wrestler and he has a mask and it's as checkered as his past.
Yes.
Yay. But anyway, tell your friends. Even tell your enemies. Let them read it. It might change their vibration.
Exactly. Bring up the joy. Bring out the joy. So, girlfriend, how has been your week?
Well, it's been a pretty incredible week. I know that you have a couple of stories that you want to tell.
Sure,
but
I do.
But I want to do, since it's springtime and we're doing our mulch.
Yes.
Over, you know, we put mulch down every year. Let's just face it. So we've been in our house 20 years this year, And can you imagine 20 years after building this house? It just seems like yesterday.
It does seem like yesterday, yeah.
And everything's 20 years old. But so we're taking off 20 years of mulch.
Yes.
And getting down to that, you know, that black tarp, everybody, that you put down that to prevents the weeds. Wink, wink. Nudge, yeah. And it just seemed like a simple task.
Yeah.
It just seemed like a simple task. But it's not. Well, talk to us next week.
Yeah.
But we are getting one side. There's two sides. They're equal.
Well, the thing about it, the one side we're getting done
right now. We should put a picture up on Instagram.
Yes. Exactly. The reason why we're doing this, or we're doing it, is because this one side, I don't know. I don't know what went on. If the black paper that we put down also came with Miracle-Gro in it.
Yeah.
Because this one side.
The right-hand side as they face the house.
It just has a ton of weeds, always.
Yeah.
And we're always spraying or picking, and it's just a nightmare.
But truly, I wasn't going to say that. That's true, though. It has a ton of weeds. But the right-hand side of the house has these huge, amazing hostas.
Yes, and also the hostas grow like crazy.
Like crazy.
Like crazy.
And on the left-hand side, a couple have died.
Yeah.
There's no weeds.
I know, and there's no weeds.
No.
So I'm like, how do we balance it out?
Yeah.
I want to make sure of both.
Are we not
energetically?
Energetically, we have to figure this one out.
Energetically, we're not balanced. We have one side of us is flourishing, and the other side is like withering on the vine.
Oh, my God.
How do we become more imbalanced?
How do we become more imbalanced, girl?
It's a representation of our life. I don't know. And then you just go, whatever.
Speaking of, you know, getting the mulch and everything, mm-hmm. we had an episode. It was one of those episodes that, you know what, you remember.
Yeah.
When we went to Walmart in our PJs and our house slippers. No, we didn't.
No. I wore clothes.
Everybody else wears pajamas.
Exactly. Including people who work for Walmart.
Yeah. But Julie, is your voice okay enough to tell the story?
So I've got a couple of stories. It's been a couple of interesting. This is going to go under the title of like, we never know the whole story.
Yeah.
And when you do, things come clearer into focus.
It's about perspective.
Yeah. And then you just want to say, give everyone a break, people. Give everyone a break.
Yeah.
So I go in and buy my 20 bags of mulch, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they ask, hey, do you want help putting it in your car? I go, not really. I've got Elliot, which means he'll just go nuts.
He's a stranger.
I've got to make these 20 bags fit in somehow. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, no, I got it. And they're like, okay, cool. So I'm out there, and I'm putting the mulch in.
Mm-hmm.
And
among these big, big stacks of mulch.
Yeah, you guys know how it is.
There's black mulch and brown mulch, but we choose the red mulch.
Right. Chose the red mulch, and I'm putting it in. And
I'm trying to keep Elliot calm. Mm-hmm. But I'm not trying to interrupt your story, but I do notice that to my right is a black man.
Yes.
And he seems to be agitated.
Right.
At this point in time.
Right. And you express the race at this moment because it's important to the story.
Yes.
he is agitated. Yes, he is. Because he's been there for a while looking around and he's not getting any help.
And we noticed this.
I noticed it.
Yeah.
Now, I also know that I never get help at Walmart. I go in and I demand help.
Right.
And
we've been here 20 years, people.
Yeah, and there's one person getting the garden center ready to go. I literally had to yell at her once, say, hey, can I buy my mulch here? No. I'm like, all right, I'll go inside.
Yeah.
So, but he's getting agitated. And this cart guy, the guy who collects the cart, comes towards me.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this cart guy. His name is Matt. And he comes, and he's going to come, and I think he's talking to the man, but
he does have one of those things in his hands too,
a walkie-talkie.
Oh, yeah,
and I think they're talking for a split second, and then the guy comes over and helps me put mulch into my car.
Matt does,
and then all of a sudden, I hear the guy goes, "Why are you ignoring me? Why are you ignoring me?" And I look around. Oh my God, he's getting more and more agitated.
Yeah.
I go,
and it wasn't like, "Why are you ignoring me?"
No,
it was, Hey,
why are you ignoring
me? Why are you ignoring me?
Why are you ignoring me?
Yeah.
And then I go, uh-oh. I go, oh, sir. I go, I just want to apologize. I thought he was done with you.
Yeah.
I go, I literally heard him say, I thought I heard them say the help's coming and whatever. He goes, it's not your fault, but why is he ignoring me? Why is he ignoring me?
Right.
And then Matt just dropped, you know.
He drops.
Well, first the guy goes, call somebody now for help. I need help now. And then Matt calls again, walkie-talkie, help the garden center. And then Matt drops my bag of mulch and then just walks away.
Right.
Just like walks away.
Just walks away.
And then the guy there is like, what the hell's going on?
And he's angry.
He is angry.
And I'm actually looking at him because he's wearing a YMCA t-shirt and sweatpants. And I'm looking at this because he's mad enough to be carrying a gun, I think.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
That's exactly right for me. Not that at this point, race does not enter into the picture.
No.
I'm just like, this is angry enough to be.
He's irate.
He's irate.
Yeah. And I start feeling bad because I think, he's probably is thinking something racist has gone down.
Exactly.
Okay. So he goes to his, I come and talk to mom first. Mom's like, what's going on? I'm getting scared. I'm like, Mom, everything's cool. No worries. I gotta go talk to this guy.
And I go, you're going to go talk to this guy? Okay.
I'm going to go talk to him.
And I said, I don't think he's carrying a gun.
And I go, because he's not seen, he doesn't know what's going down.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you what's going down, because by the time he'll leave.
Right.
And then he has a perception of what went down that's not really true.
And here's the rest of the story.
Okay, so I come to him with my hands up, like, hey, sir, he's getting this big, beautiful Escalade. He's talking on the phone, and he comes out of the car. I go, hey, sir.
Just walking with her hands up.
I just want to apologize. I just want to tell you what's going on a little bit.
He goes, you don't have to apologize.
That's not your fault. Let me just tell you what's going on. I go, and then I tell him this part of the story, which after I relate it to you, kind of sounds weird. I said, well, you know, my boyfriend.
My boyfriend.
You know, his brother is developing delay, special needs adult, and works for this place called Kreider.
Right.
And that cart man, the cart guy, I know him because he also works at Kreider. And I know him, and so he has special needs.
You went to his...
I partied with him.
Wedding reception.
Yeah, I went to his wedding reception. I go, I know him. So
Jill goes, I partied with these dudes.
I partied with these dudes. I go, I know it can be very frustrating because he doesn't look like he has special needs.
Right,
and so you just think you're being blown off. But the truth is, you know, he's got special needs and
he's taught that gets frustrated and overwhelmed.
Just to walk away. I'm telling you this because I just didn't want you to feel like, oh, hey, he's really being a jerk. I don't think there was anything like that in that equation at all.
But that's why he was helping me because he knew me.
Yeah, but I think that's why he was helping me because he knew me.
Right.
And I'm not even sure if he would have helped, if he didn't know me, would he even help me because he's just the cart man.
He deals with the carts.
And he's like, he goes, okay. He goes, well, thanks for explaining that to me. I appreciate it. And then his shoulders relaxed. He was breathing a little bit better. Because I really felt like if from a different perspective, you could think that this guy, the cart guy from Walmart, literally was being blatantly racist.
Right.
Just blatantly racist.
Right.
And from watching the OG on TBS,
right.
You know, you could probably think, That Walmart dude is helping an owl right now. Do you know what an owl is?
I know what an owl is. Do the people out there know? Yeah. It's an old white lady.
Yeah, helping an old white lady. That's me. And I'm like, no, he just knows me. You know? And then it was funny because I told Greg the story. And Greg's like, I go, Julie, I swear to God, if you tell him that your boyfriend's got special needs, start laughing. I go, I should have, because I think he does.
And I always think it's funny because you tell like you party with
him. I party with him.
Party with the dudes, which is great.
Which is true, I do.
Yeah.
I go to wrestling with the guys. Yeah.
But I love the fact that you said that you could tell immediately.
He relaxed
his shoulders and from that perspective he could feel better.
And can I tell you something?
And how many times have we said have only seen one side of a story?
Yeah. And now here's where I think society gets kind of confusing for me. Because I struggle with this because, you know, with my education, you know, I was in special education, hearing impairment, learning disabilities. I studied all that information. You know, worked with adults, worked with children, all that stuff. And I'm all about inclusion. I'm all about, but I'm also about, like, we're not all the same. You can't and you can't treat everybody the same, and you can't expect everyone to treat you the same.
Right.
We all literally have different skill sets.
Right.
And when we quickly can identify each other's skill sets, life becomes easier. You always tell me, know thyself. When you know thyself, you get to be, you can fully bloom and blossom, right?
Right.
You know, and
I didn't make that up, though. I mean, I had help. The Oracle at Delphi.
What? Wait, what? You didn't make that up?
Hey, it's yours, Mama.
I could literally, you have it like stitched on my pillow. Love, Mom. Know thyself. Love, Mom. But, you know, and so I sometimes wonder, you know, like, hey, if we could just have quickly, like you know, emojis on our back, like pissed off day, you know, got yelled at by spouse, maybe give me some space, you know, or don't take what I say personally a day.
Yes.
I started my period,
right?
You know,
right.
You know, like,
those emojis,
yeah, a blood, you know, I'm a little hangry right now, or like, hey, you know what? I have a learning disability. I have a hard time reading, yeah. So or I forget my readers today. Don't ask me to read something
exactly.
For you.
Exactly. I have floaters today.
I have floaters today. I mean, all these things, or like, hey, you know what? My mom's going through some bad stuff and I'm not feeling up to it, you know, but I'll try my best to be a good customer service rep. You know, so I just kind of feel like if we all were able to quickly identify each other's skill sets or like emotional states or like, hey, then we can just take things a little bit easier.
Yeah.
And you always criticize me though. You always say,
what?
You give people way too much slack.
You
cut people way too much slack.
Just a little bit too much.
I understand. And then it was so funny because I was telling Gregorio the story. And it was kind of sweet because I was at a First Communion. And if you want to go to our Instagram page, Christy Marie and Julie.
Not that we're pushing it.
There's a picture. We just got it going. That's why I'm saying it so much.
But it's so much fun.
Yeah,
come
it
on.
Is.
And it's, you know, so
visually
it's
fun.
It's so great following The Rock.
Yeah, it is.
He's my friend, you know.
Yeah. He's a, you know, he's your rock, you know, in a hard place. He's a hard place. But anyway, Gregory was conveying a story that he had where he was at a concert, a Cheap Trick concert in Vegas.
Right.
And there was a guy behind him who was just screaming out
obscenities,
weird stuff. Yeah. And Gregory was under the impression that he was making fun of Cheap Trick.
Right.
And, you know, and Gregory's like, these are Rockford people.
These are from our area,
from
Rockford,
our area.
Illinois.
How dare you?
You do not make fun of Cheap Trick.
How dare you? I go, come on.
And Gregory's has even had his guitar signed by the Cheap Trick dude, the one that has the checkered guitar. If you know Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
I don't know his name, but
Grace
had his
guitar. But I love Cheap Trick. They're good guys.
I'm all right. No. Mama's.
They just seem a little weird.
Surrender,
but don't give yourself away. That's it.
That's the one.
Yeah, they have a ton of
songs. Mama's all right. No, Daddy's all right. Yeah. They just seem a little weird.
Yes.
Surrender. Don't give yourself
away.
Know thyself.
Yeah, know thyself.
Know thyself.
Don't give yourself away. And so Greg actually yelled back at the guy one time, like, shut the fuck up, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is Cheap Trick. This is
stop making fun of my dudes, you know, whatever. And then
Greg said he got so upset.
Yeah. And then later the next day, he ran the marathon in Vegas. And even though he was totally hungover, I don't know if that's true or not. And he said he started hearing that guy again. He's like, what the hell? He's following me or whatever.
Yeah, this guy's, now he felt like this guy's making fun of him.
Yeah, and then he realized, oh, great. The guy has Tourette's.
Yeah.
And like, or has something going on. And then you're just going, oh. And then you realize you've wasted all this energy being mad at a situation that no one can help.
Right.
But why couldn't the guy say, have a little button saying, hey.
Or a shirt.
Shirt. Hey, I have Tourette's. Give me, cut me some slack.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're just going, well I'm going to have a shirt then that says I have Tourette's because sometimes I just want to be able to swear uncontrollably.
Yes.
And I would like everybody to cut me some slack.
Well, I want to tell just a little bit, tiny tidbit to the rest of the story at Walmart.
Oh, sure. I didn't tell it correctly.
Is that Matt, you know, you went to his wedding reception.
Yeah, because they had it at Grammy's house,
Grammy's
I think.
House.
Yeah.
It was at your boyfriend's mom's house.
Yes.
And
My boyfriend.
And anyway, so Matt's wife had just passed away.
Yeah. And the last couple of years, yeah.
Yeah. So I just wanted to, like, add that part of the story because maybe he was just having a bad...
Yeah, he was being a widow. He was a widower.
Widower.
Yeah.
And not feeling that great.
Yeah.
And you don't know. And he just wanted to... I just got to walk away today.
And today I'm walking away.
Just walking away from everything.
Exactly. Today I'm walking away. But, you know, maybe when we're all able to literally connect into that collective field...
Yes.
We will all be able to correctly judge and assess every situation for the highest, best possibility of outcomes.
Right.
But on the other side, we won't ever have any fun stories to tell or learning things.
Or you could just get a Burger King meal. Because did you know that Burger King now has their meals color-coded to your emotion? Do you know this? They have a red meal, which is called the pissed meal.
No, I have no idea. I did not know this.
They
awesome.
Do.
This
and awesome. Then they have a blue meal, which is called... I think it's kind of like hangry.
Yeah.
And then they have a yellow meal, and it's called DGRF, something like that, which I do not know what that means. DGRF, I'm pretty sure.
Thank God.
I don't know.
I don't either. All right.
Yeah. But thank God that Burger King has now color-coded their Whopper meals so that... Oh, one is called salty if you're feeling a little salty.
Hello.
Whatever that means.
Okay. Good job. You know what? I love that Burger King's trying to revamp because ours locally has closed down.
Yeah.
And so maybe they're just trying to
Maybe we can get the teenagers because they'll get the meal that fits their mood.
Yeah. So can I share another story with you real quick?
Yes.
You know, so that was a fascinating situation. And I'm glad I talked to the dude because I really felt that after I talked to him, he was more relaxed.
Yes.
He was more relaxed. Yes. And that's all I wanted because
I was proud of you, honestly.
I wasn't.
That you took the time to tell someone, hey, you don't need to feel this way. But, you know, we assess the situation. We kind of knew what you were feeling.
Yeah.
And just let me tell you, you know, and because he kept saying, lady, it's not your fault because you kept apologizing.
I know what's going on. I know a little more of the piece of the puzzle.
Right.
And I just want to share it with you. And then, and like, oh, okay, now I get it. And they're like, ah, oh, okay. But anyway, so yesterday was First Communion Day. And I want to say go to our Instagram picture, our page, Christine, Marie, and Julie, because there's a picture of you with your little granddaughter, Lillian.
Yes.
And when she was 2 years old.
Yes.
And it's like amazing how time flies.
I know.
She's amazing.
It's amazing.
And I asked her, do you remember this picture with you and Nona? She's like, no. Like, yeah, because you're really two. That's right. But anyway.
So you can see that picture on our Instagram, Christine, Marie, and Julie.
And so what also went down is yesterday is really the worst day in our year. It just really is.
What?
It's Lost Nation Garage Sale Day.
Oh, my God.
It literally is. If I ask you, Mom.
You've heard us talk about
this. When is the worst day of your year?
For 10 years, people.
Yeah, not
how long have we been doing this? Yeah. 10, 12 years? We talk about this every year, that this is the worst day of the year for us.
Garage Sale Day.
Garage Sale Day.
Literally.
Our complex,
I don't know, 5,000
people. Once a year.
Yeah. Thousands of people.
Thousands of people come into this little tiny complex.
Yes.
And of course you had to go to a First Communion.
Yes.
And there would be no way that you could get your ride. Doug could not have picked you up.
Well, two things. Both my father and Douglas have road rage issues. I mean, they, in the sense of at some point they just can't take it any longer. Mm-hmm.
The one that the dad had was in the Lost Nation
Garage Sale Day.
Was it how many years ago? Like five or
something? Oh, it was more than that.
It still warps me, though.
Yeah, it's still traumatizing.
I have PTSD from it.
Because you said, I will never, ever leave or come into this complex during the hours of Garage Sale Day ever again.
And I never did.
You never did.
Except yesterday.
No, you stayed in
the whole day. That's right.
Never left.
That's right.
And so here the dealio was. In the Corner Subdivision, there's a subdivision on the outside that you can enter, and it's just a one street subdivision.
It's just one street. Yeah.
And I realize, and there's like a little space, like a grassy knoll. So I'm like, oh, if I just go, because in our subdivision, you have to enter only one way. There's only a one gate. Way.
Right.
It's all up, you know, yeah. We're a gated community. But all you got to do is pull up to the gate and it goes up. You know, like it's just,
it's the illusion. It's the illusion.
Yeah, it's magical.
Yeah.
It's smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
So I told Doug, I said, Doug, it's garage sale day. And the first thing he said was, you better ask your dad to drop you off in front because I am not going to go in there. And I'm like, I'm not asking my dad to drive me to the front.
I will
either walk or something. I said, you know what? There is a street called Tampon. No. It is not Tampon. It's Tampan.
That's right.
I don't know. I have no idea why they named the street Tampan.
Yeah. But it does sound like Tampon.
Yeah. And I go, it's the street before our subdivision. Pull in there and I will meet you there. So, and of course, this is the day we decided to sell our golf carts. Mm-hmm. You know, because last year was a year to buy golf carts. Mm-hmm. This year was a year to sell golf carts.
Buy low, sell high.
Yeah. And one we just.
We did.
Yes, you did.
Yes, we sold one.
We sold one, and for a good profit, which was lovely.
Yes.
And
better than what bonds pay right now.
Exactly. Yeah, you made 50% of your money.
That's right.
That's kind of cool. That's good. So anyway, and at that exact moment when I had to meet Douglas, we had somebody talking about the golf cart, and I had to interrupt. I just said, I am so sorry, sir, but my father needs to drop me off that back corner because I'm meeting somebody. I go, he will be right back, but I have to go now. And Dad's like, ah, I'll be back in 2 minutes. And so you drove me, I don't know, quarter mile to the corner.
Right.
And you know how things always appear smaller when you're thinking about something, but when you get there, I mean, it must have been a whole football field.
Yeah.
I mean, so I had to go through this grassy knoll.
And it and hadn't then, been mowed or anything
no,
yet.
No, and then this plowed over cornfield. And we've had rain.
We've had rain. That's being generous.
Their complex is having a garage sale.
Yeah.
And Doug has already called me saying, I have to find some place to park because there's cars everywhere. And I'm just about frustrated as hell. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then inside, initially, I think to myself, this is horrible. And then my brain kicks in and I'm going, this is fucking hilarious.
This is great.
I am literally dressed the best I can dress.
Yeah.
I'm dressed to the nines. You know, I got my hair done. I got nice shoes on. And I am literally walking through mud.
And cornfield.
Cornfield to get to Doug. And now I can't do this anonymously. There are literally people at this garage sale. And we live in a Mennonite community too. I mean, there's Mennonites around.
Right.
And so there must be 10 Mennonites at this one garage sale.
Right.
And they're all looking at me.
Like, who's this lady coming through the cornfield?
Yeah, what's going on here? What's going down? This is bizarre. And then I start getting a little frustrated with Doug because he doesn't back up to come pick me up. I have to continue walking past two more homes.
No.
Because he parks. And I knock on the window and he's like,
is he sleeping?
He was sleeping a little bit. And then he goes, I go, I'll drive. Because he wanted me to drive because he was tired. And he goes, let's just get the hell out of here. I'm like, okay. Like, I'll get the other side. We'll switch later on. And so I got in. We switched. And I drove by the opening of our complex. And there were literally cars lined up to get out of here.
Yes.
Into the complex.
Right.
So I knew it was still a good choice.
Yes.
But then I'm noticing my shoes are all muddy. My pant legs are all wet. And I'm just going, it must have looked hysterical. Having this girl, this woman, this owl. This owl walking through the cornfield. And, you know, like, what's going on? But it was still the right decision.
Yes.
But it was worth the effort. But there was a lot of effort involved.
You did tell me that as you're doing this, you said, how can I change the frequency? And it was our T-shirt. I see jokes, people.
Well, I don't know what happened, but about a month or two ago, I really realized that the only stories that we tell are the stories of when crap goes down and then how it ended. Right. Like, these are the stories. I mean, how you never read a book where there's no drama. Even the best comedy is based on misinformation. Right. Oh, I interpreted that wrong. Right. Oh, that's a crazy situation. You know, those are the things, those yes. are the stories you tell.
Like hands through the hourglass.
Yes.
These are the days of our lives.
And so, you know, and so then Doug loosened up. And he got, you know, calmer. And then we got breakfast at Casey's. And let me tell you something. Casey's got a new breakfast out there right now, people. I don't know if you have Casey's where you guys live, but they are growing like weeds.
I wish I could buy stock, but I think they're a privately held company.
Yes. And it took them decades upon decades right. to get this
right.
far.
Right.
And but they have now a breakfast bowl.
No.
Yes.
Is it, like, no carb?
Well, I didn't eat the carbs except for one carb because... Uh-huh. It's got eggs and cheese and a little bit of bacon and sausage in it, in the bowl. Mm-hmm. And then it has like five cheesy hash browns.
Oh.
And a little bit of gravy on top.
Oh, my God.
And so I didn't have the hash browns. Had a little bit of gravy.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, this was awesome.
Did you have to pay for that, too?
I did pay for that.
Did you buy Doug one of them?
No, I bought him a piece of pizza.
Oh, uh-huh.
Then he paid for the rest of the day.
Which was what?
Oh, more drinks. More drinks the rest of the day.
I'm having a little problem with the Doug issue lately. Cause
I know.
Julie is paying for him all the time.
not all the time. Well, because mostly I'm a cheap date. I don't ask for it to be paid. Yes. Yeah, you're right. I don't know what's going on.
And it was, oh, can you tell the sunglasses? This is can I just be a little pissy at him?
Because this is the stories you tell.
Yeah, really, because he is, I have to say, okay, whenever they tell me, I go, Jewel, did you pay for this? Yeah, I ended up paying for this.
I mean, there are times I don't end up paying for this stuff. Most of the time, I don't pay for stuff.
Okay.
I really don't.
You say so.
You know, I mean, I really don't pay
so
for stuff.
So they're about to enter the church for Lillian's first Holy Communion. And you know, Doug looks, I guess, nice than he normally does because he never ever wears a blazer or anything like
okay,
that.
Okay, so he asked me, do I have to drink? He texts me in the morning because Douglas has doubled down on only communicating through text. This yeah. is how it is.
And he's doubled down on wardrobe, which is basically long shorts and big T-shirts.
Yes.
No matter what the temperature.
And he asked me, like, what... Okay, please, can we just not go too far down this rabbit hole with you? You're like, you tell me. He does dress better than that. Okay. He doesn't wear long. Mom, that's not what he never does.
He never wears long shorts.
No, because long shorts to me means like under the knee. He doesn't have those kind of shorts.
No?
No.
Okay.
You know, no.
Okay.
Okay. No. Okay.
Just from my perspective.
Yes.
I own that one.
Okay, you own that one.
Yeah.
That you only see him looking like, I don't know, curly on I don't know. But okay, so I
don't want to live like a refugee. Is that Cheap Trick? No, that's not
no,
Cheap Trick.
No, that's Tom Petty.
Yeah.
So he just goes, do I have to dress up? And I said, I'm going to be dressed up. I go, all I ask is that you don't wear words on your shirt. I don't care what you wear. Just don't wear words on your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, do I need to wear a jacket? I go, you can if you want. And he goes, okay. So he had jeans, a plain T-shirt, and his blazer. Mm-hmm. Like, he looked fine. And so then at one point, I'm driving because he's tired. So, and I go, you know, check out these glasses. I go, these are not my typical Ray-Bans. I've taken over Mom's. And they're amber in color. I go, see how you like them. And he puts them on. He goes, I like him. And he looks at himself in the mirror. And I totally notice that he has an organic reaction to how he looks in the mirror, which is he looks good. I'm like, yeah, dude, you only buy literally the crappiest glasses.
I notice that he buys gas station glasses.
Yes.
If he runs in to pay for his gas and he goes, oh, I need a pair of sunglasses.
And he always buys Oakley knockoff gas station glasses.
Right, right.
And so in about a week or two, the plastic peels a little bit, and they just look crappy.
Right.
And he has his like organic reaction, like, oh my God, I look good. I go, yeah, it's amazing what $100 pair of glasses.
And I reminded you.
You remind me, those were not $100 pair of glasses.
Those were not $100. It was $160.
I go, and so I'm relaying the story to Mom because I think it's a cute story.
Except when she tells me that Doug wants my sunglasses.
Then he goes, let's go to the mall now and I'll buy you another pair of glasses and I'll take these over. I'm like, no. I go, that's not going to happen. You can buy yourself your own pair of glasses. I go, but these are mine. And then we're walking into church and he goes, give me your glasses so I have the whole look going for me. I'm like, oh my God. But I'm like, oh, in some ways, I'm happy for the dude because I want him to realize it's amazing what having a nice accessory will do for you.
Right.
And we're not even expecting much. We're expecting.
It's so true, though.
Yeah. These are actual Ray-Bans. They look good on you.
Right.
Compared to your plastic falling off, you know. The
Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah. You know, Oakley knockoff glasses.
Right.
You know, and first off, Oakleys don't look good. The sports ones where they're reflective, like, hey, I just got off the slopes.
Right.
They do not look good on a man who obviously does not ski. Okay. Does not look appropriate. Yeah. And we're going to church and it's 55 degrees out. Not appropriate. Like, dude, where'd you come off from? I just came off the flight. I was in Switzerland for the last 3 days, you know. Skiing. It was crazy. Like, no, we know that's not true. I don't know what story you're telling yourself. So that upset you. The fact that he borrowed my sunglasses.
Yes.
Because you're like, that's my daughter's look.
That was your look.
I looked her up and down before she left, and I'm going, that's the look?
When you go in church, you put the $160 pair of sunglasses on, you use your coach bag.
Yep.
That's the look you want to go into. And then as soon as you go in church, Doug takes the
sunglasses. No one will ever realize that you have holy underwear on, and you can use a new bra. But at least you got glasses on. That's good. I'm like, that's right. You know, it's all about the. And so
he did feel good. And somebody made the comment, "Hey, you look like Miami Vice."
So Greg's wife goes, "Hey, Douglas, you look like you're Miami Vice here," and he felt better. He literally felt a little. He felt good.
Yeah.
Like, and then I had to. He toned his anti-God stuff down.
Yeah, anti-Jesus, anti-God.
Yeah, because he's an agnostic at heart, but he likes to proclaim that he's an atheist.
Yeah.
But we know
that he's just an agnostic.
Yeah.
That makes it all better, doesn't it, Joel?
No, I just go, so what do you believe? So when you're dead, you're dead? I go, I'm just curious. What do you believe about your consciousness? Do you have a soul? He goes, well, yeah, I can't believe that. I go, well, then let's just not say you're atheist then, you know? Well, it goes, and it's like.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I'm going to just be, now that you've got me riled up.
Oh, about, for heaven's sakes.
When a couple of weeks ago, I bought a bedroom set for upstairs.
Yes.
And because we have one whole room that we were using as storage, and we decided to do the Maria Kondo thing and unstorage it and make it a real bedroom.
Yeah.
And so,
which I'm so tired of calling Maria Kondo stuff because we had the Clutterfly effect.
Yeah, before she was even cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jill.
We just weren't adorable looking.
Yeah.
5'2".
We didn't talk like this.
And like, I'm a fairy. I'm literally a physical fairy.
I love messes.
Yeah.
I love
clutter. That's not us. Okay, go ahead.
That's not us yet. No. So, the people that I bought the bedroom set from said, hey, I'll deliver it for you this evening. And I was like, wow, that's awesome, you know. And so he sent, we got home and Doug's upstairs and you guys are having pizza and watching, I don't know, Netflix or whatever. And so the big truck pulls up and the guy's got like two teenagers.
Yep.
And that he sent. And so they're working hard trying to get this big king-size mattress up the step and the big dresser and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And so I give you $20.
Yes.
To say, hey, you know, at the end, thank you so much and, you know, for all your help. And here is Doug.
Uh-huh.
So at the end of the kids are helping and everything, and Jules waiting at the steps to give him a tip, Doug pulls the $20 out of Julie's hand that I had given her and says, hey, I wanted to give you here's some tip for being such a great, working so hard. And I'm like, you know what? That is total Doug. Right at the very end, he looks like the big guy. And it's like, it wasn't your money, Julie. It was my money, which really was Dad's money. And he takes it and looks like the big magnanimous dude, you know, right. That's like, hey, you know, and like, oh, gosh, gee, sir, you're like so awesome.
Right.
You remember, that was really cool of you to give us that 20. And I'm like, yeah, that's Doug. Like walking in church, grabbing the sunglasses off your head and putting them on because he knows he looks good in them. You know?
Right, exactly.
And then I got a couple other stories where right at the very end he does that kind of stuff. But I'm going to be generous today.
You are generous. You
I'm
are
so generous.
You're completely generous with the stories, that's for sure. You know, I asked my the other day, I go, do you listen to our podcast?
Thank God.
He goes, no. I go, oh, thank God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Listen, I know you don't believe in Christ, but you should, because he's really saving you from a lot of stuff right now. There's a lot of grace around you.
You do not know, sir.
You do not want to be listening to this.
That's so true, though, because I know that he does not, he would not listen to our podcast.
And so you feel that you can open up a little bit more, yes. And then people can actually hear our mother-daughter conversations,
yes,
about the
exactly.
guy.
Exactly.
Right.
Because we're not always on the same page.
That's true. Well, I always say, I go, Mom, you get zero benefits from Doug.
That's true.
Thank God. I mean, that'd be weird. Yeah. Like, you know, Doug's taking you to the movies, you know, like, yeah. But the benefit you have of Doug is that he takes me to the movies.
I see jokes, people.
I see jokes, people. That's right. He is literally the catalyst for many good stories to tell.
That's so true.
And yada, yada, yada. Thank you for that. But talking about the First Communion, it was such a wonderful experience. First of all these girls are just dressed to the tens. They look like little brides. I mean, and it's, I don't remember that happening when I was had my First Communion.
No.
And I think you dressed nicely, but the full length. Yeah. I just don't remember.
Well,
that.
I think we kind of went through stages, you know, because when I was, you know, going to my First Holy Communion, it was not the long dresses, but it was like looking like a bride.
Yeah,
and I can remember going like, at this moment in time, I felt like a bride, and then Jesus was my husband, and I was going to be a nun.
Okay,
I had declared my nunhood that day. I think I was in second grade where I made, and so I was going to be
a nun. And when you shared that with your mother, what did she say to you?
Nobody and I know will be a nun. You're going to be married and give me grandkids.
Yes. Like, okay.
That was kind of interesting.
Yeah, which is
except
interesting.
Except that when the first day she held you, she said, she looked over at me and she was like going, and she looked over at me and she goes, I will never babysit for you. Do never, never ask me to babysit for you.
I go, okay.
And I'm like, done.
Done.
And she never did.
And I will move 300 miles away because what's the point? I have no connection now. Adios.
Oh, you know what though? I know we're talking about memories at this moment, yeah. And I do want to talk about the Holy Communion, but you said to Gregory at the party, you said, you know, I had another memory that Mom had of you.
I go, yeah. I go, Mom was relaying a memory that I have no memory of. And I'm going to share it with you, see if you remember this memory. I go, because it just doesn't seem true to me. Nothing that
But it was a true memory for me.
It's a true memory for you.
Yes.
And Greg's memory doesn't happen at all.
It doesn't happen at all, yeah.
And which is not uncommon.
Right.
This is why.
And I have a very specific memory of this.
Yes.
I know where I was sitting.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I realized after you told me this that I came in late. So go tell the story, and then I can see why he thinks it's only a false memory, when for me it was a true memory.
Right. Okay. Oh, good to know.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, I was telling Greg at the party afterwards, after the communion, I said, Mom was telling me the story about how you came in last place when you were doing a triathlon in the pool.
It was
an inside swim, and she was watching you, and you came in last place, and everybody was clapping, like cheering you on and all that stuff, but you came in last place. And I said, and I go...
And he was so exhausted, he was doing the side stroke.
Yeah, you were so exhausted, you were doing the side stroke.
And sometimes just floating on your back.
Yeah, and sometimes just floating on your back. You're like, but you were so exhausted. And then...
Because we were talking about stories of being a hero, heroic.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
Going through...
Okay, I'll tell the story more then.
Okay.
We had watched on Netflix that Brené Brown, I think.
Yes.
And she talks about this story about her daughter didn't want to swim in a swim race because she knew she wasn't going to do well. And they decided that sometimes winning means just showing up.
Right.
And then you were telling me a story about Greg, how you were watching him swim in a race and he was last. He was so exhausted. He was doing the side stroke and the back stroke and he was in last place. Everybody was cheering him on.
Like, come on, you can do this.
And I thought, I'm hearing the story and I didn't tell you that I didn't think this was a true memory.
Right.
But in my mind, I'm going, first off, that's not you to go inside and watch this stuff because you're not that big fan of people, like, you know, crowds. So you'd go and see our stuff from like
a distance.
Yeah. So to be inside,
especially when it's outside. Yeah, exactly.
Inside someplace, swimming, and Gregory coming in last. He's always been so athletic. Mm-hmm. I go, you know, mm-hmm. I can see him not being first, but being last. I just like, I don't get it. I didn't see it. Mm-hmm. So I'm conveying this memory to Greg, and he's like, didn't happen whatsoever. I'm like, well, what do you mean? He goes, first off, Mom and Dad weren't watching me.
Which was not true.
No, because
how did he get to Waukegan?
Yes, exactly. I go, well, how'd you get to Waukegan? I said, he goes, no, they dropped me off.
Right.
I'm sure they dropped me off.
Right.
But I'm sure they weren't inside.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, we did go inside.
Right.
It was at the end.
Right.
And so
we went in at the end.
I was the first in my heat, and the people were cheering me on or doing because I did the whole thing on as a side stroke. And exactly. Doug's like, "What the hell's a side stroke?" And I didn't know that wasn't a real. I said, "Listen, if you were taught how to swim by a mom who didn't want to get her hair wet, you know how to do a side stroke.
Any stroke that doesn't get your hair wet,
yeah. Any stroke that just like
is how I taught you to swim.
I don't. You're never going to have your face underwater. I go. That's just not how it's going to go. So we learned how to do the side stroke, and Greg's like, yeah, you know the side stroke. You stay on your side. You just kind of reach far and then bring it back. Reach far and bring it back. And I did that the entire time, and, you know, that's how I learned how to swim. And I was in first, and I think I was actually so far ahead that I was the last of the heat in front of me.
Right.
And that's why it looked like I was last.
So we came in late.
Yes.
And I looked, and it looked like Greg was coming in last. And people were clapping.
Yeah.
For him. And I was like, yeah,
yay,
even though.
You go, Greg.
Even though.
You're a little trooper. You go, little right. chugga-chugga-choo-choo train. Yeah.
And I remember just crying, like, my son is going to keep trying no matter what. Yeah. You know? And Brené Brown is telling the story about her daughter coming in last place in her heat.
And she still won.
And she still won.
Winning was for her showing up.
That's,
you know,
right.
But here's the dealio. Neither one of you had a true memory. I mean, together, you had a true memory.
Right.
The true memory was Gregory was first, but probably but it looked like the last of the heat in front of him.
Right.
Because it's all the same pool, right?
Right, right.
And you guys did show up, but you came in at the tail-ass
end. Exactly.
And everybody was clapping. And so, together, it was a full memory.
Exactly. It's all about perspective, isn't
it?
It
is. And this is, so this is where I always have the problem with, so the spiritual law of attraction, one of the side angles is to tell your story.
Right.
Keep telling a
better story.
Because the way your past or your life is only how the story is only based on the stories.
Exactly. It's the stories we tell ourselves.
Right. But sometimes I remember during that time, I felt I was being law of attraction, meaning like I would go and pay someone for help.
Right.
And they were just law of attraction,
yes.
Which is telling me, I can do this for you. I can do this for you. Oh, we can get this done, no problem.
Right.
Oh, have you ever done any of that stuff? Well, no. No, not yet. You're my first one.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you're just law of attractioning me, right? You're just telling me a story you want me to hear, right? Well, that's the whole thing. Right. My life is only based on the stories I tell myself.
Right.
I'm like,
oh geez.
Yeah. Okay, well, maybe we have to kind of
up the ante, right? Uh-huh. For our stories. It really is about perspective, isn't it? And Dan and Julie, we should come up with these emoji shirts.
I agree.
I'm thinking that they should be somehow electrical, even like like something should light up.
I have felt this way in motor vehicles, like in the back window. You have a translucent, so when you look at the back window, you don't see it, mm-hmm. but the guys in behind you can see it.
Yes,
and it might say "deer ahead," or it might say, "Oh, I have to slow down." Or, oh my God, I just spilled my coffee.
Right.
You know, or like, get off my ass. You know, things right. like that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so before we end the show, because I can tell my cold is just about ready to express
yes,
itself
exactly.
in big ways.
Yes.
One last time, go to Christine, Marie, and Julie, all one word for Instagram.
Right.
We're just on there starting now.
Go to prosperitypostcards.com to get your free Sinkhole de Mayo book and join Prosperity Postcards.
Yes.
It's a brand new world out there, and we're starting off with a brand new year. So you get to have Christine, Marie, and Julie 2.0.
And thank you for listening to our podcast, because we hope it brings you joy.
Yes.
We hope you feel part of our family. And we hope you see jokes everywhere, because as this show says, like right now, you realize it's all perspective.
Yes.
Go through your week seeing it as just this crazy, crazy life with jokes everywhere. And how was the show, girlfriend?
It was great.
It was great. It was great.